Welcome to The Cooldown, a Bailiwick Express podcast where we meet the people making the sports headlines. David Thompson has always enjoyed being outdoors and being active. When his wife spotted a new mole on his back, he thought little of it. He booked an appointment to get it checked. It was June 2022 and it changed everything. He had cancer. David has told his story in a bid to raise awareness about the higher skin cancer risks that sports people face and the precautions we can all take. Just to open up, outdoorsy person, active person, where did the love of that come from?
Well, I think it's always been there. But one of the things which I've particularly enjoyed, having lived in Guernsey sort of pretty much all my adult life, is the sea swimming. And that's always been a big thing, particularly in the last 10 years, where until relatively recently I was a year-round sea swimmer, which year-round is can be quite tough, but it always makes you feel really good. And obviously since COVID we've seen a huge upsurge in the number of people doing open water swimming. And also enjoy cycling, do a bit of running. I have done some triathlons, including the Jersey one a couple of years ago, which I did with my daughter, and did the Olympic distance, which I thought was a good achievement. And just enjoying the outdoors, lots of boating as well. That's being out on the water is my sort of happy place, whether it's in it or on it.
Sort of making the most of island life.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Yes.
I take you back to, it was June 2022, wasn't it? What happened
yes,
then?
Yes, that's right. My wife spotted this mole on my back, and she thought she hadn't seen it before, and that it must be new. And obviously, particularly in the summer, we're swimming a lot and so on, and she thought she would have noticed it. I didn't really think much of it because it was tucked away sort of down my back and I couldn't even see it, when your wife says go and get it checked out, you do, so I did, that sort of really started a bit of a roller coaster, because the doctor said we need to get this looked at by the dermatologist, and so got an appointment to see the dermatologist a couple of weeks later, and he said, yes, that looks a bit suspect, so we need to take it out. So I had an operation just a minor operation to take this mole out. And then they do a biopsy on the mole, and that determines whether it's a non-cancerous or cancerous melanoma. And, the bad news was that it was a malignant melanoma, it was cancerous. So that was obviously a bit of a shock. But still at that stage, I was thinking, well, it's a mole, it's been taken out, hopefully that sorted it. Then the next stage is what's called a wide local excision, where they take out a larger section around where the mole was. And also at the same time, because of where the mole was on my back, relatively high up, they said they would do what's called a sentinel node biopsy, which is where you look at the lymph nodes and see if the cancer has spread at all, because if it is going to spread, it will spread to the nearest lymph nodes, first of all. And so I was booked in for that operation a few weeks later, had the operation, and the operation confirmed that, yes, the cancer had indeed spread to my lymph nodes as well. So that was obviously pretty hard, because it had gone from being just that mole to metastatic cancer. It moved around, and clearly once it's in your lymph node systems, that's quite serious. Once that diagnosis was confirmed, I then started immunotherapy, and I must say I think we're really fortunate in Guernsey that the medical care that we get is fantastic, and all the staff up at the sort of Bulstrode unit where they do the immuno and chemo, all absolutely wonderful people. And throughout, you get a lot of assurance and a lot of support. But at the same time, it is a really worrying, really sort of challenging time, because it, inevitably just turns your life upside down, and that certainly was the case, you know, for me. So that immunotherapy started in October, September 22, and carried on monthly immunotherapy. I was quite fortunate, no side effects, because, you know, no significant side effects, because some people can get quite bad side effects from it, but, you know, I was okay. And I've been able to carry on, you know, doing stuff. One of the things about melanoma is that, melanoma is stage 3B, so that is quite advanced cancer, and it's described as advanced skin cancer. But I feel pretty good, and I'm pretty active, and I'm still running. Not haven't been doing so much swimming of late, not the sea swimming, because with the immunotherapy, clearly that changes your immune system, and so swimming in the sea in February is probably not a good idea in terms of resistance to not catching colds and stuff and so on. But it's certainly something I hope to go back to. The routine now is 3 monthly skin checks, mole mapping, CT scans, probably ultrasound scans as well. I'm not quite sure where we are with those next, but once it's there, you've obviously got to keep a close eye on it. If I can get through the next 5 years without a recurrence, at that stage they would say I was cancer-free. So that's what we're aiming for.
And as part of this, or as part of the journey, have you started exploring a bit more into the background about the whys and the wheres? And
oh, very much so, because as I say, this came out of the blue and was really quite unexpected. But what it comes down to is UV exposure, and it's mainly about being out in the sun. People do also get it from sunbeds, using artificial sunbeds, but that's not something I've ever done. But the main thing is exposure to the sun. Particularly high UV. I mean, in Guernsey, the UV in the summer will go up to about 7, which is high, and certainly under those sorts of conditions, as I now know. Well, yeah, perhaps if I sort of describe my routine now that I'm aware of the issues, and obviously it's really important for me not to get more skin cancer. So if I'm outside, firstly, I try and avoid being outside in the sun between 10 and 4. Yeah, I would, if I don't need to, I'll stay inside or be in the shade or something. If I'm outside, I wear a hat with wide brim, hat to screen your face and so on. Factor 50 sun cream, that's probably the biggest thing, actually, the biggest change in my life, that every day, every morning now, yeah, as soon as I've finished shaving, I put on Factor 50 sun cream, rain or shine, any time of year, because you've just got to be in the habit of having that protection. And then, of course, if it's bright, I'll top it up during the course of the day, and particularly I'm going to be outside. Wearing long-sleeve rash vests, that's not, you know, I always used to swim, I was a skin swimmer, you know, which is, and it's part of the whole winter swimming thing, it's just Speedos, goggles and a swim hat, you know. Because we're men, and that's how it is. But of course, the danger with that is that you are massively exposed to the UV, particularly your back. So now I wouldn't swim in the sea, other than wearing a long sleeve rash vest that was 50 UV rated, which, you know, you can get those very easily. But that's a really important thing to wear, and. Yeah, so it's sunscreen, clothing, hat, sunglasses. That's also important, and seeking out the shade, in high summer.
And there's an app you use as well.
There is, yeah, absolutely brilliant app, which was developed by a person who had melanoma. It's like Skin. It's SKCIN, you can find it quite easily by Googling it, and that gives you a sort of real-time UV update for where you are. It's also got a very good lots of sort of helpful advice on precautions to take. You can set it up so it texts you automatically to remind you to put sun cream on if the UV goes over a certain level, which, you know, which is quite good when you're distracted. And it's also got what they call a lesion tracker, which is something that lets you take a photograph of, if you've got a mole or spot which looks a bit suspicious, you can take a photograph of it, and then a month later look at it again, and it will sort of compare the two images. So that's good as well. Set up by a charity, which I've been happy to support. So that's a really good app. I know that Emily, one of the triathletes, I showed it to her, and she's been really impressed by it. I think has shared it with lots of people, because for anyone else, if you're doing outdoor stuff in Guernsey, you really need to be aware of this, of the risks of skin cancer and the importance of taking precautions.
Because there's some sort of quite striking stats, I'd say, about skin cancer rates in Guernsey compared to other parts of the world as well, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, and I think that's down to the fact that we have a very outdoor lifestyle. Going to the beach, it's Guernsey culture, isn't it? It's what we do. And the UV levels are high here because we're sort of that much further south. I think it's those factors which have led to it. Plus, I think it's probably also fair to say that the local medical profession are really on this, and so the detection rates are probably higher, perhaps, than they are elsewhere. Because the thing which is really bad about melanoma is that it's very easy for somebody to be wandering around with a mole, and I think, oh, yeah, well, I don't like it, but it's it's out of sight, perhaps. It's maybe somewhere not very visible. It's and so you ignore it, but that mole is spreading the stuff around you, and of course the danger is that you only find out when it's spread to somewhere more vital. Last weekend I was in the UK at a melanoma patient conference, which was really good. But a lot of people there with stage 4 melanoma, and obviously once you've got stage 4, it's not curable. It's about buying as much time as you can. And there are people who were completely unaware of it until it was found that they had lung cancer, for example, but it had come from a mole.
Do you think there's, looking into a sporting context as well, a sort of laissez-faire attitude almost, and maybe it's boiled around in the sporting arena as well? You touched on it earlier with like I'm a sea swimmer, I'm going to wear skins because I'm tough and yes. hard,
I think there is a bit of that, and also I mean, triathlon, which I know is something you're interested in as well, actually when you've just got out of the sea and you're doing the transition, that really is a time when you should be slapping some sun cream on. But it's a race. You aren't going to. I've never seen anyone doing that at a triathlon. But really, it would actually be very sensible before, particularly if you're doing Olympic distance, 40-mile bike ride, in probably early morning sunshine, it would be very sensible to slap some more sun cream on, because what you put on earlier, if you did put some on earlier, it's probably got washed off whilst you're in the sea. So it's a tricky one, but health-wise, in terms of the protection against skin cancer, putting the sun cream on is factor 50 sun cream is a really big thing.
And in terms of your own lifestyle as well, activity remains important to you? You've not been...
Very much so. Certainly whilst I was going through the immunotherapy, the one side effect that I did get was the fatigue, and so that did make it more difficult to do stuff. As I was saying, I haven't been doing the winter sea swimming because of the risk of getting colds and flus and stuff, but I do hope to go back to it perhaps in May. And I think with any with any cancer, sort of keeping active is very important, not just for your physical health, but also just for your mentally, your mental well-being. If you can keep active, it does make a big difference.
That was The Cool Down. Thanks again for listening. Please like and subscribe for more. You can find all our sports news on gsy.bailiwickexpress.com and on all our social channels. Sign up to our daily email to keep up to date on all the work the Express team does.